mostly in the anger, because this was an anger management group, that in terms of the study and other, and I've kind of gotten oriented towards anger management as a focus, and I feel obligated to give them some fundamental anger management stuff. I tend to present the whole spiel as how to be most effective in your life. You're living in a stressful situation. We've all got problems. We've all got demands on our time. Some of you are worse off than others. How can we be most effective? And so we start with anger, and Venerable has these great questions about whether anger is helpful or not. And you analyze. So this is one of the first things I do. Is your anger helpful? Well, do you speak clearly when you're angry? You know, about 80% of them say no, and a couple say yeah. And you say, do people listen to you when you're angry? No, a couple of people say, yeah, no. Do you listen to other people? There's these six questions or so that they come up. So, okay, so if your anger is not helpful, if it doesn't make you effective, what can we do to be more effective? So you're going to be faced with these challenges, how to do that. And then from that, incorporate also, well, also it might be helpful to be concerned about another person's welfare, and you know, and then the attachment and aversion, where does my happiness come from? We get into that. But that's another reason why empathy might not have changed, is because I didn't focus on it quite as explicitly.